Sexual Bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your humble host, Chris Switzer. And it is such a blessing to be on the airwaves, to be able to speak the truth is just amazing, because that's what they want to stamp out, is the truth, folks. And I love you enough to say the truth to you, to speak the truth to you. I care not of the repercussions to myself, not one bit. For God is no respecter of persons. This is a battle, and I say it a lot, so you're going to hear it again. This is a battle of good versus evil. Good versus evil. And they've already got all the people that don't believe. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They're getting vaccinated. They're vaccinating their children. They're vaccinating their animals. They're vaccinating their plants. It's unbelievable. But they're doing all that. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're the heathen. They're the Satanists. The Sodomites. The Canaanites. The Edomites. The nations. You are the believers. You are the saints. It's you, brethren, that this battle is raging for, so that you fall, so that you come away from God and sin. It's a battle for your very soul. Today is October 7th, folks, on the Gregorian man-made erroneous calendar, and it's the 23rd day of Tishri on the Hebraic Enochian calendar, which is the 7th month, and we just finished up the Feast of Tabernacles, and it's just a blessing to be able to share that experience with fellow believers. It truly is. Life is all about relationships, folks. And I spent a long time living life the wrong way, avoiding relationships, because I wasn't living right. And I didn't want you to know I wasn't living right. And today is the exact opposite. I am living right. And we're supposed to be that torch, that shining example, so that we can attract the remnant fold back into the flock. Here's a devotion for the day. In order to hear my voice, you must release all your worries into my care. Release your worries to Yahweh. Entrust to God everything that concerns you. This clears the way for you to seek his face unhindered. Let him free you from fear that is hiding deep inside you. Sit quietly in his presence, allowing his light to soak into you and drive out any darkness that's lodged within you. Accept each day just as it comes to you, remembering that he is sovereign over your life. Your life is not your own, folks. He dwells within you in the temple, his temple. Rejoice in this day that I have made, saith God, trusting that I am abundantly present in it. Instead of regretting or resenting the way things are, thank me in all circumstances. Trust me and don't be fearful. Thank me and rest in my sovereignty. With all that's happening today, folks, with everything that's going around in this world, this wacky clown world, isn't it nice to know that we have an omnipotent God that's going to take care of all this mess? As long as we're obedient to him and doing what he asks, he's already laid it all out. He's given us the instruction manual, the blueprint, the prophecies, the word of truth, our very helmet of salvation. He has given to us. Why must we spit in his face? How can we be so arrogant, so selfish? The problem today, folks, is right in the mirror. Right in the mirror. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yah, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And he is a worthy adversary, folks. So you need a worthy God. You need the Creator, Yahweh. Verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We must raise each other up, brethren. We must raise each other up rather than bring each other down. For that is what the enemy does. He wants to divide and conquer, divide and conquer. He wants you to be in a denominational church, separated, divided into a little cookie cutter dogma center, a Babylonian mercantile church. It's going to teach you the traditions of man rather than the teachings of Almighty Yahweh, God. That's the problem. Come out from there. Come out from it. You're not meant to be there. You're not meant to be there. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Do not become diversely yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteous and lawlessness? Or what communion has light with darkness? Now what agreement has Christ with Belial? Or what part a believer with an unbeliever? Now what concurrence has a temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. According as Yah said, that I will be making my home and will be walking in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. It's pretty clear. We cannot be yoked with unbelievers. This world is not for us. Wherefore, come out of their midst and be severed, the Lord is saying, and touch not the unclean, and I will admit you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says Yahweh God. Having then these promises, beloved, we should be cleansing ourselves from every pollution of flesh and spirit, completing holiness in the fear of God. And that is the problem today. Rather than fear of God, we have fear of man, fear of government, fear of state, fear of this, fear of that. It's a lack of faith. We must have the faith that God is, and that his word is true. They're jealous, okay? Satan is so jealous. Yes, he's a worthy adversary. Yes, he is wicked as the day is long. But he is a jealous, jealous son of a gun. So jealous of Father's creation. That's why he hates the woman with such a passion. And that's why he sought her in the garden to set man up for the fall, knowing the qualities of Adam and that his love for his wife would not allow him to not follow her into sin. I'm looking at Ephesians now, chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 should be music to a believer's ears. Okay? Just tells you what to do and what it is. They lay it all out for us in Scripture, folks. If only you'd read it and then put it into action. For faith without works is dead. Children, obey your parents in Yah, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Yahushua. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Yahushua HaMashiach, doing the will of Yahweh from the heart, with good will doing service as to Yahweh and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. God is no respecter of persons, my brothers and sisters. Do his will. Do it with a smile. finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahweh and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. We must stand, therefore, having our loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's you and me, brethren. We are the saints in these latter days. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, and that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Are you speaking boldly, my brethren? Are you carrying this torch into the world and admonishing them to repent? Or are you conforming to this world and listening to these devils in these so-called places of power and authority, the state, the government, the local municipalities, and all these silly corporations of dead persons, dead fictions? They have no power over you. None. IRS, DMB, DOT, GOV, the government, they have no power over you. They only have the power you give them. Your acquiescence to Satan is how this all comes about. You must say, "Get behind me, Satan. I rebuke thee." And he will flee from you. But we acquiesce, don't we? We'd rather go along to get along, rather than take accountability and responsibility for being God's children. We are set to a higher standard. No, we're not like the world. It's just not that way. And they've lied and they've done their very best to confuse us, to steal our birthright, our inheritance, our very lives. And they wish to steal our very God, but they cannot. So they settle for the deception and the killing of the flesh, because they cannot steal our God. We interrupt this program with a special bulletin.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMontrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for a private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to contact me, you may do so. Send an email to thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. P-R-O-T-O-N-M-A-I-L, protonmail.com. Thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. Please, folks, RBN needs your help. Donate if you can. God is calling on you to help, to make a difference. Please, if you can, donate. You can do so by phone, 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, or you can send a check or money order payable to RBN, send to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Okay, please. If you would just stop buying a lot of the crap that I know you still buy, if you'd stop paying for your television, for that mind control device in the living room and God knows where else, you could have some extra shekels to donate to RBN. Give it a try. You might just feel good about it. Before the break, I was talking about the confusion, the deceit in the world. The wickedness in high places, right? There's no group or organization out there that is worthy of you joining? None. Not a one. That goes for political parties, nonprofit groups, missionary work, any of it. They're all corrupt. They're all following the doctrine of man, which is ultimately the doctrine of devils. You just can't do it. And I'm not going to harp on this long, but I do need to touch upon it. The group out there, Goyim Defense League, is not to be trusted. Do not join. Do not donate to them. Yes, they expose Jewry. Yes, they tell a lot of truth, but it's muddled. It's perverted. It's skewed. Because they are liars and con men. And those at the top are homosexuals and mongrels, Jewish. They are not God's children. They are the children of the devil. I'm referring to the leader, John Eugene Menadio II, a.k.a. Handsome Truth. It came to light that he got top surgery, gynecomastia, it's called, which is like boob surgery. And I thought it was because he had done steroids and, you know, destroyed his breast, and that then he had unwanted breast tissue and it looks like a woman, you know. So he, at, I guess, I don't know, age 29, he says, he got this surgery. And it was exposed because he actually had these videos on YouTube with this disgusting surgeon showing his six-part journey getting top surgery. Well, even in his explanation about why he got top surgery, and now he's the so-called Führer of the GDL, you know, the great white hype, their salvation, if you will, leading them to slaughter. He said that his mother put him on Ritalin because of his grades in school at the time, at age 15. But then he points to a lawsuit that he says he's a part of and actually got a settlement from. And that settlement has nothing to do with Ritalin. It has to do with Risperdal, the drug Risperdal, which is actually an antipsychotic because it created man boobs, right, in some of the people taking the drug. So there's a big settlement into the billions of dollars with Johnson & Johnson. Well, John Menadio, were you taking Ritalin or Risperdal? You see, you're still lying. He's a liar. These people cannot tell the truth because the truth is not in them. They are of their father, the devil, and he's the father of lies, a murderer from the beginning. So his lust and desires, these people only wish to do. That's Handsome Truth. That's the Goyim Defense. I'll take your calls after the break, folks. Don't go anywhere.
We'll proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi. Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to call in, please do so. The show is yours as much as it is mine. Just be intelligent and respectful, and you will have your dime. Dial 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And you will have your word on the air. We have Pete calling in from Montana. Thank you for holding. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Chris. Hey, I was calling about a caller last week, and he was toward the very end of the show. And I think the show went over a little bit because I tried to review his call this morning, and I think they cut it off right at like an hour. But he was, you know, he sounded well-spoken, but he opened up by saying, I don't buy the whole Jesus thing. And then he went on to say that, you know, Jesus is Yahweh. And so he's trying to use a Trinity argument, I guess. And we should just be, you know, praising Yahweh and focused on the Old Testament. And then he actually came out and said, it's only 6 or 7 laws. It's not hard. You know, he actually came out and told us we better get ready to be under the no-hide laws, I guess.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe he was saying it. I mean, I couldn't believe he was saying it on your show.
Yes.
But and anyway, it just got me thinking about, you know, going back to 2020 and this Dr. Zelenko character. And I think he was playing a character. And I just watched that with fascination. I was watching all kinds of different doctors, of course, as we probably all were, right? Trying to figure out what's going on. And and Zelenko comes on the scene, and I thought that was interesting because you started hearing all kinds of Christians and then a small number of Jews all talking about God. And God is suddenly a big part of the conversation, which I thought was great. But you know, Zelenko seemed like he was trying to do the right thing like we all were trying to do. But then the more shows that he did, the more he kept bringing up the Talmud, and I was like, oh crap, here we go.
He revealed himself, because he's a Jew.
Oh, big time, more and more, as he started developing a cough, you know, while he's talking, and talking about how he's dying. And then on BitChute, occasionally I'll catch highlights from Alex Jones' show. You know, people just post different cuts from a show. Uh-huh. And Zelenko was on there a couple of times talking about the Talmud. Alex Jones says, yeah, these people all need to be tried and executed, or tried and hung, I think he said. And Zelenko was immediately like, no, they need to be beheaded. He was very specific about that. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
The guillotines.
It was just insanity. In parallel with all of that, I would watch Dr. Carrie Made sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that is?
I do.
Okay. And she sounded great at first, very Christian, and I liked her, and she would sometimes, you know, read from the Bible, and she would say, now I'm reading from the Jewish Bible, but you can read along in any Bible you want. Just kind of kept developing like that. And she kept talking about practicing different things in the Old Testament, but then she would also talk about Yeshua, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I see Zelenko putting out a video message to the world from a hospital bed. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He literally came out and said, so, let the culling begin. Yep. Did you see that? It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. So then I saw right after that, like a day after that, Carrie Made on a podcast. And I was like, well, this is going to be interesting. And, of course, she goes into the crying thing. She does a lot of crying. And she's just saying, I'm crying, but only because I know exactly where he is, and I'm jealous. And I was okay, so you're a Christian, and he's a Talmudic Jew, and I guess she's not Christian, right?
Well, they're going to burn together.
I mean, doesn't that make you not Christian?
Yeah, they're liars. The truth isn't in them. They traffic in the truth. They can only use the lies. COVID is a lie, and so they traffic in COVID.
Yeah, I guess my whole point in all of this is, I keep hearing this more and more on more and more so-called truth or podcasts where people start talking about God and they're using different methods to get people specifically away from Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And very specifically, and I think Madej's game is, you know, focus more on the Old Testament. It's like the universalism method. and Adam Green is kind of like, well, it's all an ancient psyop, just throw it all out method.
Yeah.
I hear it all over the place. Just last night, I was listening to a guy called Dr. Leonard Coldwell on Jeff Renz's podcast, and completely out of context, right in the middle of the podcast, he goes, oh, and all these people praying, this wasn't about religion or God or anything, and all of a sudden he says, people praying to Jesus are just taken away from God. You don't need an intercessor. I'm hearing it more and more and more, and it's all preparation to get people to focus, to get Christians to focus on the Old Testament and get ready for these Noahide laws. And they're creating as much chaos as possible, so we'll be begging for Noahide laws.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah,
you are
Back to that caller real quick. He just sounded like we were all talking about the GDL so much in that show, and mm-hmm. and Adam Green, I don't know, he sounded like a troll, someone trolling your show, I thought.
I don't know that it's a troll because I've spoken to him off air. I think he is very, very confused, deceived. He believes in green space aliens. He believes that we're populating other planets. He believes that Trump is a good guy, that he's somehow supporting getting people out of sex trafficking and weird, weird stuff. So that last caller, not a believer. And we are not to be yoked with unbelievers for a reason, folks.
Right, right. Okay, I see. So he's sincere.
I believe he believes himself, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I'll make one last quick point about what you just said. I started watching another debate between Adam Green and, what is his name? Dustin Nemos. And
yes.
And I'm still on the fence as to whether or not I think Adam Green is sincere or not. If he's not
sincere. No, I believe he is a full-on asset of the Anti-Defamation League. You know, call it whatever you want.
Then,
feds, I don't know, you know, but...
If that's the case, then he's just using the throw-it-all-out method. And I just think... I think these Talmudic Jews are going for broke right now, and they're using any method possible to get people away from Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Even if that means using people like us to say, well, if you're really the Israelites, well, just focus on the Old Testament.
Right, to that.
Anyway, that's all I've got.
No, you made up some very good points, and I made a video about Zelensky warning people, you know, that when they give you these false choices, you know, those aren't your only choices. Use your heads. They're the choices they're giving you. Clearly, there's something wrong with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Okay,
I appreciate
Chris.
The call,
Thank
Pete.
You.
Yeah, God bless
you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Some great points. Great points. We're not to be yoked with unbelievers for a reason. It's only us who will then become compromised. And it's the same thing with joining these groups and these organizations. Oh, I'm going to join up with the police force. I'm going to clean it up from within. I'm going to be the example. No, you're not. It's not of God. You will be compromised. I went down myself in May, end of April, 2021, I went down to Florida in good faith to meet with these guys, the Goyim Defense League, because against my own better judgment and my own advice not to join any organization that would have me, I did, because I was just sick of what's going on in society, and I thought that they were God-fearing people who had the right idea, who were exposing what was going on with Jewry in this nation, this country. And when I went down there, to my dismay, they are yoked with unbelievers, homosexuals, Jews, Sodom. It's just unbelievable. And then when I confront them about it, everybody has a different story. The lies, you know, start to mount one by one by one by one. And it's just unbelievable. Just liars. They are children of the devil. You will know them by their fruit. Look at somebody's deeds and actions, not their words. Not their words. See if the words match up with their deeds. That's how you will know them. And today, folks, the deception is so great, so great, that it is complete. I think it was William Colby of the Central Intelligence Agency that he said, you know this disinformation program will be complete when everything you see is untrue. You know, and that's pretty much, I bastardized it, I know. Bastardized it, but something to that effect. Because everything is a lie. They cannot traffic in the truth because the truth is not in them. They won't even use the truth to their advantage because they can't. I don't know if it's some type of spiritual maxim or what, but they are just full of death, decay, destruction, darkness, that they don't have it. They don't have the truth. They never will have the truth, ever. Just not happening. And the deception was so great that in these men's infinite wisdom, they decided to take out or not include books of the Bible in the Bible. Hence, the Apocrypha. I'd like to read you parts of the Apocrypha that I find very insightful. And this is from the second book of Esdras, Chapter 6, we're going to look at verse 7, and this is Esdras, I believe, talking with an angel here regarding God's ways, and asking some pointed questions. Then answered I and said, what shall be the parting asunder of the times? Or when shall be the end of the first and the beginning of it that followeth? Asking about the end times. And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau. For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth. For Esau is the end of the world. Those Jews, the modern Jew, the wicked children of the devil, are the end of the world. And Jacob Israel, the saints, God's people, is the beginning of it that followeth, the new Jerusalem. The hand of man is betwixt the heel and the hand. Other question, Esdras, ask thou not. I answered then and said, O Yah, that bearest rule, if I have found favor in thy sight, I beseech thee, show thy servant the end of thy tokens, whereof thou showest me part the last night. So he answered and said unto me, stand up upon thy feet and hear a mighty sounding voice, and it shall be as it were a great motion, but the place where thou standest shall not be moved. And therefore, when it speaketh, be not afraid, for the word is of the end, and the foundation of the earth is understood. And why? Because the speech of these things trembleth and is moved, for it knoweth that the end of these things must be changed. And it happened that when I had heard it, I stood up upon my feet and hearkened, and behold, there was a voice that spake, and the sound of it was like the sound of many waters. And it said, behold, the days come, and I will begin to draw nigh, and to visit them that dwell upon the earth, and will begin to make inquisition of them, what they be that have hurt unjustly with their unrighteousness, and when the affliction of Zion shall be fulfilled. I think I hear the music, folks. Don't go anywhere. We will return right after the break. Stay tuned.
Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And we are at the top of the hour here. I would just finish up what I was reading in Esdras, the second book of Esdras from the Apocrypha. And I'm actually going to jump to chapter 8 here. Before I do that, let me just finish up where I was. My apologies. All right. So we're actually at chapter 6, and I'm going to go to verse 20, where we left off right before the break, and just finish up these last couple of verses. And when the world that shall begin to vanish away shall be finished, then will I show these tokens. The book shall be opened before the firmament, and they shall see all together. And the children of a year old shall speak with their voices. The women with child shall bring forth untimely children of 3 or 4 months old, and they shall live and be raised up. And suddenly shall the sown places appear unsown. The full storehouses shall suddenly be found empty. Look around you today, folks. What times are these talking about? And the trumpet shall give a sound, which when every man heareth, they shall be suddenly afraid. And at the time shall friends fight one against another like enemies. And the earth shall stand in fear with those that dwell therein. The springs of the fountains shall stand still. And in 3 hours they shall not run. Whosoever remaineth from all these things, these that I have told thee, shall escape and see my salvation and the end of your world. And then, of course, we will get the new world, the new Jerusalem, a new heaven. And the men that are received shall see it, who have not tasted death from their birth, and the heart of the inhabitants shall be changed and turned into another meaning. For evil shall be put out, and deceit shall be quenched. As for faith, it shall flourish, corruption shall be overcome, and the truth which hath been so long without fruit shall be declared. Hear, hear. I look forward to these things to come, folks. I hope you do as well. We're going to jump to our next caller, Ken in Texas. You're on the air, Ken.
Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm blessed. How are you?
The same. Thank you. I haven't talked to you in a long time. In fact, I think the last time I talked to you is when you were still with Tom. So,
oh, wow.
Don't know if you remember me or not, but I used to chime in quite often. You know, when these guys, cutting to the chase, what you're talking about earlier, when they say they want to talk about Old Testament only, well, we can still work with that. So I would want to ask these people, how do you deal with Ezekiel chapters 37 and 38 and the two sticks, where it specifically talks about the house of Judah and the house of Israel? And, of course, my question to them would be, who is the house of Israel?
That's right.
And because if they are who they say they are, then they should be able to answer that question and tell me who they are and where they are.
Hey, I'm going to hold you over, Ken. Great point.
Sure.
We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.